if you tell a story oft enough so it become true. Words, like the twisting grain of wood or the course of a slow-running river, have ways they must ever go. Who might I be to wield the axe across the grain or try to untwist the flow of water? Yet I take up this my pen to set down here my story.
Mary Ann Sate, Imbecile, by Alice Jolly, featuring Kate Abraham and Jude Emmett. Music and sound production by Simon Turner.
Bone. Blood. Brain. What does a soul look like if you write him on paper? Yes, soil also, how may he be held within this fragile mesh of words? Yet so 'tis certain, soil himself must find his tongue, my story being but one speck of grit in the swelling ballad of these valleys. Oh, how I do love to see them once again. The light brush across their emerald edges as the sun bloom and wither day on day. Soil, soul and sin too, soon all one. The hours hurry at my shoulder, the words will not wait. Yea, these valleys were my beginning.
I come here first on the black ridge of the night. A coach tumbling, falling, many clattering mile. I know nothing of four. I sit on the back next to a basket of chickens. The coach roll and pitch. Stars unspool behind me through a banner of black. The coach cut through all. Chickens screaming, feathers poking out. Through the thick twist basket weave, my hand numb as I grip tight, head nodding. Not a house, a tree, a man, a beast, or a devil. Only the road. Slap of the horse's hooves, creak of a wheel, tear and drag of a wind, tips and tussles distant trees. Till sudden, the coach falls forward into stillness. A man come round. Lamp light furrows of his face. He reach up, lift me down, my skirt catching in the chicken basket, so wood stiff I can barely stand. From above, a man cries out, "Will you not leave a child here? 'Tis well known the history of this place. These are my instructions." "No, no," the voice above says. Then many on the roof nodding their heads, saying nay. One splutters and coughs. A thick hand waves down. "These are my instructions. She must be left." The door of the coach open. A fat whisker man, pale breeches, call out, "What is the delay? We must drive on." Other on the roof, they say, "No, yes, you cannot. Cough, cough, hurry up now." Another say, "You must go on to the bear. In the name of Christian charity, you may not leave her." The furrow-faced man said to me close, "Only you wait, wait, he will come." Left with my one cloth bag on the high shelf of the night, though old man the coach call, "Shame on you." Still the coach grow narrow, small, the light flicker. Flicker smaller and smaller, flicker again. He's gone. Around me nothing. Flat land only. Nothing. Not a hedge or a tree. But as my sight clear, I see here the place many roads meet. The wind does sweep in now from somewhere close. Creak, creak. Creak, creak, like door grate on rusted hinge. Above, the stars sway. And pray God his mercy. This place many ghosts and ghouls gather thick the air. Their hiss and spit, their foul smell tether my throat. I would turn out my pockets to protect myself, yet my hands are too froze. So I cruck my thumbs in my fists instead, fall upon my knees in the grass, fix my eyes on that shadowed line far in the distance, black on black. Feel my fears calm. Were it not for that moment, I look up, see some dark shadow hang overhead, black and spreading, but also fragile. Maybe some girt dark bird moves with clanks and whistles. I know not what, but the devil is certainly in it. My bones shudder, cold fingers tight at my throat. Mercy, mercy on my soul. I know well the Bible does say that you call and he come, even though you be no one and nothing. I never know if this be right, but now can only call and call, hope and faith. Is the Lord there? Does he hear? For many a long moment it seems not. Still I believe. Then gradually it begins. A sound comes from far away, high up in the heavens. A swishing and rustling, the drawing back of fine cloth. The flickers of whiteness, small, like light touching the wings of flock of geese, are coming always closer, then gathering round. You cannot see them clear, only their wings, white curved on the darkly grass, gentle and still gathering softly. The sound, a soft beating as of many hearts. Angels, many angels.